It's a look inside the white-collar case of an accountant sentenced to federal prison for defrauding his victims of millions of dollars, including a client with Alzheimer's who was living in a nursing home. Thomas Haupt carried out his embezzlement scheme for 10 years, beginning in 2006, while working as an accountant at a financial management business in Overland Park, Kansas. He routinely represented himself as a certified public accountant, which he is not. He also falsely claimed he earned in excess of $400,000 a year. FBI Special Agent Casey Leidecker says Haupt drove ordinary vehicles to work.
It was like he lived a double life. He was this accountant who was very quiet, and he made, you know, $50,000 a year at this company. But on the weekends, he's in a Ferrari racing club, and he's traveling the country to race Ferraris and to purchase these high-end vehicles.
When Haupt resigned to begin working at a new financial management company with one of his victims, his previous company discovered discrepancies with his accounts. That's when they called the FBI.
And within a very short amount of time, we were able to see the on-the-books fraud scheme, where he was manipulating clients' accounts and moving money out into his own personal accounts and business accounts that he created.
As a perpetrator of an on-the-books fraud scheme, Haupt attempted to balance debits and credits in the accounting system to hide transactions and avoid detection. Within just 8 days of opening the case, however, FBI investigators had enough probable cause to obtain and execute 3 search warrants. During the searches, investigators discovered court records that proved this was not the first time Haupt had embezzled from clients. Those cases, though, were handled outside of the criminal system. Leidecker also says when executing the search warrants,
we seized approximately 30 vehicles and 3 condo garages, which are storage units for those vehicles, along with high-end jewelry, auto parts, tools. He used the money for personal living expenses and to fund the life of his fiance.
The cars and motorcycles were all high-end luxury vehicles, some costing up to $300,000 each. Haupt had bought 66 of them in total, property he accumulated with his clients' wealth. Haupt had convinced his clients not to conduct any outside audits on their accounts.
And he really had the trust of his clients, and so they, rather than spending $10,000 or $15,000 a year having outside audits done, they trusted him, they befriended him, they consider him part of the family, and he managed to perpetrate this fraud for 10 years at this company.
In addition to the warrants, FBI investigators interviewed victims and conducted a lengthy forensic accounting of all related records.
The forensic accountant on the case was key.
The investigation revealed Haupt defrauded 5 victims and stole the identity of a 6th victim. The financial company Haupt had planned to work for with one of his victims quickly dissolved when the investigation into him began to unfold. In the end, Thomas Haupt pleaded guilty to bank fraud, wire fraud, counterfeit securities, and money laundering. Haupt was sentenced to 9 years in federal prison without parole. He was also ordered to pay restitution to his victims. And law enforcement,
we were able to return $1.7 million in net proceeds to the victim.
Haupt surrendered to the Bureau of Prisons in October 2016 and is currently serving his sentence in Forest City, Arkansas. This is Inside the FBI. Thanks for listening. I'm Molly Halpern of the Bureau.